Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q3 FY18 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, who is the Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, the CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, who is the Company Secretary. Without taking much time, I hand over the phone to Shri Taparia ji. Over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we have the management reconnected. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting. We have the line for the management reconnected. Sir, you may go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Taparia ji, please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and nine-month period ending 31st December 2017. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give briefly company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 96,736 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,266 crore during the third quarter of the current year, against sales of 81,183 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,097 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 19% and 15% respectively. The company sold 267,961 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 3,437 crore during the nine-month period of the current year, against sales of 245,036 tons and net product turnover of rupees 3,134 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of around 9% and 10% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,278 crore and rupees 207 crore, as compared to rupees 1,108 crore and rupees 197 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 15% and 5% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the nine-month period of the current year amounted to rupees 3,496 crore and rupees 524 crore, as compared to rupees 3,182 crore and rupees 557 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of around 10% and decrease of 6% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 156 crore and rupees 104 crore, as compared to rupees 150 crore and rupees 101 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 4% and 3% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the 9-month period of the current year amounted to Rs. 382 crore and Rs. 252 crore as compared to Rs. 417 crore and Rs. 282 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording decrease of 8% and 11% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the third quarter of current year ended 31st December 2017 as compared to the corresponding period in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew 25% by volume and 19% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 3% in volume and 1% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 17% in volume and 29% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew 13% in volume and 17% in value term. The share of overall sale in the value-added product has been 40% of the total sale in the third quarter and at 31st December 2017 as against 43% in the corresponding period of the previous year. The company remains focused to increase the share of value-added product in its turnover. Total borrowing of the company stands at Rs. 395 crore as on 31st December 2017 as against Rs. 429 crore as on 31st December 2016. Average net borrowing level during the 9-month period of current year remained at Rs. 329 crore against Rs. 391 crore during the 9-month period of previous year and the December 2016. Average cost of borrowing as on 31st December 2017 is 5.57% per annum versus 6.61% as on 31st December 2016. Board of Directors of the company has approved the company's proposed joint venture with Kumi Kase Company Limited of Japan and transfer its business of manufacture and sale of injection molded plastic component for automotive application at its manufacturing unit at Khuskera in Rajasthan on a slump sale basis, subject to agreement on final term and condition of the sale and joint venture to the mutual satisfaction of parties, the receipt of statutory approval, including shareholder approval as may be necessary, and other conditions as identified in the definitive agreement to be executed in due course. The proposed transfer envisages receipt of approximately Rs. 100 crore in cash for the sale, subject to closing adjustment in the manner outlined in the definitive agreement under negotiation. In connection with the transaction, the company would also need to fund an initial investment of around Rs. 36 crore for which it would acquire 24% of joint venture company initially. It is expected that the company would enter into a binding agreement to exit the joint venture after a certain time frame at a price and on other terms and conditions to be specified in the agreement. Company envisages capex in the range of about Rs. 425 to 450 crore in financial year 2017-18 and the same is progressing smoothly. Project work at Giloth in Rajasthan, Malampur Unit 3 in MP, Jharkhala at Telangana is running smoothly and likely to go in production in next financial year. Keeping in view expansion opportunity, company is finalized to purchase about 11.2 acres of land contiguous with Puducherry plant. The company expects better growth potential going forward. Considering the same, company has increased investment plan to around Rs. 450 crore in this year compared to Rs. 350 crore as planned in the beginning of the year. Increased investment outlay along with the increased working capital requirement may require to small debt to remain in the book of the company instead of company being debt-free. GST has stabilized. The introduction of e-way bill from 1st February will boost the business of organized players. Going forward, the demand looks better in all the segments serviced by the company. Raw material prices have strengthened since December beginning. The Hurricane Harvey cyclone in USA, Gulfport, has forced several petrochemical plants to remain closed for a significant period. It also delayed new plant under construction to come on stream. This tightness was further exacerbated due to import ban on plastic scrap by China effective from 1st January this year. This has boosted demand of virgin polymer as China was importing in excess of 5 million tons of plastic waste in a year. The world economy is also on higher growth path. The crude price has also gone up. Several polluting plants making polymer in China were asked to close down. The effect of all these factors has made polymer supply position tight and boosted the price level. In first half of the current calendar year, the polymer prices are expected to remain at elevated level. The company shall still maintain its annual volume growth estimate of 12% for the financial year, as the company has clocked volume growth of 19% in the third quarter. The company is able to pass the increased raw material cost. The company could increase its operating profit margin in the quarter by 2% as compared to previous quarter. The demand from housing sector has returned back. The company is getting good inquiry from all infrastructure sector. The export of company's product has increased by 59% in a quarter as compared to corresponding quarter of the previous year. The company has installed CPVC fire sprinkler system first time in India to the satisfaction of the relevant authorities. The company expects good business growth in this application during next year and beyond. Friends, this is a brief and overall summary for the quarter under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now, I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star, then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star, then one. Participants, to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad. We take the first question from the line of Anshuman Atri from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on strong volume performance.
Thank you very much.
So my question is regarding the packaging products. So how do you see the growth coming up in the next 6 months? And in terms of the margins going forward in the next year, so do we see the margins to improve from here on as we add more value-added products, or is this the current level of margins we should be assuming?
The packaging product segment has got three segments, and out of that there is a capacity constraint, and we have committed now large sums of money to come on stream next year. Fortunately, the raw material used in packaging segment is remaining stable. There is no increase in price of the material which is used for packaging segment, and we are adding more value-added item in packaging segment. We expect the business to grow properly next year and also with a better margin going forward.
Okay, sir. And second question is regarding the segment-wise capacities. How much of capacities have been commissioned right now? And with this 420 crores capex, what would be the final capacity?
I request Mr. Sohani to give you the detail, please.
See, the whole 450 crores may not come on the ground this year, as we are placing the order and expect the capacities to come fully operational by next year. But this year, the capacity addition will be close to 50,000 tons, and our existing capacity of 544,000 tons would may touch up close to 600,000 tons in terms of the capacities by end of this year. The major addition in the capacity would be in the piping segment. and packaging segment.
Next year.
So current year capacities will be, so 50,000 tons capacity what we are adding is primarily on the piping and packaging.
Okay, sir. And if can you share this 544 breakup as of now, currently?
Yeah, 544 breakup in the industrial segment, it is about 61,000. In the consumer product, it is 27,500. In the piping system, it is 387,000. And packaging segment, around 63,000.
Okay. Sir, just lastly, this 50,000 tons is proportionate to how much of capex of this 425?
It will be close to 250 crore.
So it's safe to assume another 50 will also come next year, say, total 100 in 2 years.
Yeah, because our the multi-layer film and the Telangana, the Hyderabad, the Tela plant, would come next year.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Avi Mehta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just wanted to check, how has the channel stock inventory been? Has it returned back to pre-GST levels?
Sorry?
Channel inventory, sir.
Inventory? Channel partner. Now they are maintaining normal inventory, no?
Now they are back to pre-GST.
Okay,
sir, so
that happened in the July-September quarter only.
Oh, okay.
But then every October, July, September quarter, it ended because June they were emptying the inventory.
Uh-huh.
They built up the inventory properly in August, September month.
Oh, okay, sir.
It's a pre-season time now onward.
Uh-huh.
So they have to have proper inventory, otherwise they can't service a customer.
No, sir, because last time you had said that there were liquidity issues, which is why in 2Q it did not happen. So what I wanted to understand is, was the
liquidity issue remains tight even now also.
Okay.
We are also extending some more credit to them.
Mm-hmm.
And also they have made arrangements with banking.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to now, able to increase and maintain their inventory at a higher level. At a right, reasonable level.
Okay. So has that, you had said that credit had gone up to 26 days. Has that come down back to 21, 22?
Not 26 days. Now our credit has ended this month, ended with 30 days.
Oh.
Our normal credit days used to be 21.
Yeah.
Went to 26 days in last September.
Correct.
Now this quarter ended 30 days. And now we are confident that in the going forward, by end of March, we'll bring it down to a proper level. I can't declare today 21 days, but our aim is to bring it down to 20, 21 days.
Okay, sir. Okay. Sir, the second question was on the, input cost environment. Now, we have seen this quarter input costs or, polymer prices were very elevated. But if I look at the realization growth, that has moderated across the board. And you have said you have passed on input costs. So how do you...
Polymer price started elevating only from December.
Okay.
So this quarter, we expect there may be some inventory gain. This quarter, January, March.
Okay, so 3Q we will have some inventory benefit.
Maybe. If the trend continues like this, we must have some inventory gain.
Okay, sir, okay. So then with input prices likely to remain elevated, what is the likely margin guidance? Do you see that 14-15% remaining, or there might be a higher number that you want to...
We expect this quarter to margin better than the third quarter. So we committed to all our partners that our operating margin for the year will be between 14.5 to 15%. Now, because first half was quite poor, so even after a good margin in third quarter, our operating margin has now reached to 14.25%.
Yes, sir.
9 months. So improved to a level between 14.5 to 15%, when we say it, we know that our margin will be slightly better than what happened in third quarter.
Okay, sir. Okay, I get your point. Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, just a clarification. The capacity, you said 61,000 industrial, 387,000 piping.
Equipment machine, so many to do it.
Yeah.
Sir, and 63,000 packaging, but consumer packaging, you said, consumer products, you said 21 and a half. The total doesn't come to...
27.5.
27 and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to understand the volume growth. Would you be able to talk of what application is driving or what polymer is driving the growth? Like you said, plumbing is improving. Has plumbing already started reflecting in the volume growth for the
quarter? In third quarter, the growth was in all the segments. Infrastructure, agriculture, plumbing, all the segments.
Understood.
All the segments.
Would it be possible to share what is the CPVC mix for us at this point in time?
Our growth of CPVC consumption was higher than country growth.
Okay, okay. But would you be able to give what is the proportion in terms of revenue or volumes for us?
CPVC number information remains classified.
Understood, understood. And in terms of the, there have been some... questions with respect to whether the CPVC is environmental friendly or not. It's probably banned in Europe or US. Do you see any such risk?
We are not aware that CPVC manufacturer may be environment, but then who are the manufacturer CPVC raw material?
Mm-hmm.
They have to abide by all the environment regulation. CPVC is made in USA, in Japan,
mm-hmm.
in China, Europe, every country. In Europe, CPVC is not used big way because CPVC in Japan, in Europe, they use the plumbing line for carrying potable water also.
Okay.
In India, plumbing lines are mostly used for bathing water, not for potable water carrying.
Okay, okay. So you don't see any such risk, at least at this point in time?
We don't see any risk.
Okay, understood. Sir, I think in the last few calls you talked about DWC in terms of the new capacity additions. Would you be able to elaborate how do you look
at it? We have installed the DWC line.
Okay.
Up till now, business has not picked up.
Okay.
Because this is going to a sewage drainage system.
Okay.
Some of the sewage drainage system DWC line,
okay.
This has not come up big way in the Amrit Yojana. We are confident that demand for this application will be better in next year.
Understood.
Presently in infrastructure segment, we are getting more and more orders for carrying potable water. That is for our high density polythene line.
Okay, okay, okay. What is the capacity we are looking at in DWC and how much?
DWC capacity, we have got 20,000 ton capacity already installed.
Okay.
For which already we have got BIS number.
Okay.
As on today, we are already using 10% capacity.
Right, right. But do you see this as a significant opportunity which would contribute meaningfully in next 2-3 years or you think?
No, 20,000 ton, because we will be selling 380,000 ton this year.
Correct.
20,000 ton will have that proportion only.
Okay.
This is just to service the infrastructure properly.
Okay.
We must have a full system. The pipe is one system, then there are so many fittings go along with the pipe. And we supply all the type of fittings also for sewage drainage system. Actually, our company has got the largest range for sewage drainage system.
Right.
So pipe is one item, but then there are so many fittings are required.
Correct.
Piston molded, roto molded, to have a very high quality functional system.
Okay.
And this business is going to grow for sure.
Got it, got it. Sir, what would be the fittings mix for us? Would you be able
Sorry?
To fittings in terms of the piping system revenue? How much would be fittings?
I don't have the number.
Okay, okay. But what would be the industry level number? Would you be able to share that?
Which one?
Fittings mix in at the industry level.
I only know one thing. The fittings are required less in agriculture segment.
Okay, okay.
But more in housing and plumbing segment.
Understood. Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Opportunity. Couple of questions.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, Patel sir.
Sir, as we have discussed in the past, there is a large unorganized market in the pipe segment, and GST and EVA will reduce their market share in the overall business. And we all the organized players wanted to capture that market share. So what could be the strategy? Because that market of the unorganized, the customers are at a lower price band compared to what the organized players are selling. Will there be a down trending in the pipe segment? So how these organized players will capture this market?
We are advised that the organized sector may be enjoying 60% market before GST and 40% unorganized players.
Correct.
As you rightly said, unorganized players also make some low quality product, which also needed for a particular application.
Okay.
But now the two things are happening. The consumers also are demanding quality product. So pipe is a very functional product. Either for even for irrigation also is a functional product where the water goes under hydraulic pressure. Plumbing also is a functional product. And with the GST, we are seeing that their growth impetus has come down, and many unorganized players are either graduating to be organized players or maybe closing. So definitely there is a shift taking place from unorganized player to organized player in plastic pipe system for sure. More will happen after 1st February if the EVA bill is introduced on 1st February. It is going to be a trend for sure.
But sir, to catch that market share, do you think that organized players will compete among themselves very aggressively? Because this is a large market which is going to be tapped by the organized players now.
Yeah, we are continuously competing.
Okay.
We are competing every day.
So there will be increase in this competitive intensity, or there will be the similar what we have seen in the past?
There has to be more and more competitive intensity for sure.
And will this lead to some kind of a pressure on the margin for the industry as a whole?
It depends on the each player. I can't comment on behalf of the entire industry.
Okay.
We will like to work with the margin, proper margin.
Okay. I got it, sir. Sir, second question is related to this, the packaging segment, where you mentioned that the capacity constraint was there. Can you just tell us which particular segment of the packaging, is it in the material handling or the shilpoling, we are in a capacity constraint?
No, shilpoling there is no capacity constraint. The particular packaging product.
Okay.
As capacity constraint, so we are investing a lot of money in our existing location at Hosur in Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
We are putting new units in Jharsuguda. We are now planning on our drawing board to put a unit in Northeast also. We are expanding capacity in Kharagpur also, and performing packaging film. We have no additional capacity to sell. We have placed the order, but the equipment is usually 12 months. We expect to commission sometime November, December this year, the new capacity is planned.
Okay.
So there is capacity constant.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin Basin from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. Sir, you said in the earlier that the value-added share has dropped to about 40% for the 9 months as compared to 43%. Sorry, for third quarter, it was 40% as compared to 43. In which category have you noticed the share of value-added products going down?
No, value-added share has gone down in plastic pipe system.
Okay.
Where it is more and more of pipes. PVC pipe and polyethylene pipe.
Okay.
And
okay.
They don't constitute very other segment. So the farmers also started buying, and government started buying polyethylene pipe for drinking water. And they don't fall in very other segment. As you are aware, very other segment, we classify only product where the operating margin more than 17%.
Okay. Okay. And sir, any rough indication that of the 60,000 tons plus that you have sold for this quarter, 64,000 tons that you sold for piping, roughly how much could be government? Is it 10%, 20%?
No, much lower than 10%. I don't have a number before me, but lower than 10%.
Okay, lower than
10%. We supply mostly high-density polythene pipe, that also to contractors, and very small quantity of PVC pipe.
And could that also be the reason that the working capital has got stretched?
No, government, we don't give credit to contractors.
Okay. Sir, packaging volumes were one of the highest ever at about 15,800 tons right now. Any specific reasons, if you could take us through, for such a jump to 16,000 tons, sir?
Packaging segment, our growth was very poor this year. This quarter was only 3%.
Okay. But, you know...
There were capacity constraints. So packaging segment had a very low growth. Other products all had double-digit growth. Like plastic pipe, 25%. Industrial, 16.5%. Furniture was 12.75%.
Okay.
We had a 3% growth. We had a capacity constraint.
So as the capacity comes online by March end, then this 15,800 could look materially better in double-digit growth next year.
It will come later than March end, but definitely we expect to grow double-digit next year.
Okay. Sir, in the earnings notes, you have mentioned that you have not taken the subsidy income for the first 9 months. If you could explain us, how much was it on a like-to-like basis in the last similar quarter and 9 months? And is the margin decline mainly because of that in the piping business?
We don't think the margin decline due to subsidy factor. But the number we'll give you, but we had no much subsidy in piping sector last year also.
Okay. For the overall company, sir, what was the subsidy income, sir, last year, same quarter, 9 months?
Okay. 9 months, you mean?
Last year, same quarter was only 2.15 crore last year.
Okay.
In the 9 months was 6.09 crore.
Okay. So then the main reason for the...
Excuse me, this is the operator. Mr. Basin, may we request you to come back for a follow-up question, please?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference call, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. If you have any further questions, you may come back for a follow-up. We take the next question from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Sir, a couple of things. One, in agri pipes, have we started to see prices rationalizing? Because last quarter we had offered discounts and thus our margins in piping obviously went down.
No issue.
So that's come to par?
No issue.
Okay. And, sir, this quarter industrial product division has done very, very well. And this has been the case seen after a long, long time. So where are we headed in the segment, say, probably next year?
The consumer durable demand, the durable appliance demand is extremely strong with the makers of consumer durable product.
Hmm.
Presently, supply is quite tight. They are expanding capacity to control the demand. And the durable segment, the demand is very robust for all the products in the country.
All right. And what about automobiles and material handling?
Automobile, we have now Khuskara with a poor trend, with a low margin. And material handling business is quite okay, except the bottle crate business, the Pepsi and Coca-Cola, the demand has gone down.
Okay. And so finally, anything on the LPG composite cylinder business which we have seen in this quarter?
Up till now, government is still not launched the cylinder what they purchased. We started now selling to private parties, and we have first made a breakthrough in Goa, and the response is coming quite good. We are discussing some more cities, and we hope to start some cities in this quarter also, and we hope to extend to more and more cities in the country where the private players are buying from a cylinder and servicing the customer in composite cylinder instead of metal cylinder.
Okay. So do you think this segment should materially give some numbers next year?
We are very optimistic.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Tapariyaji, just a couple of questions. On this Khushkeda plant that we sold, now that was largely an auto component plant. And as I understand, it was not doing more than 12 to 13% ROCE, which doesn't meet our threshold level of ROCE of 25%. So optically, it looks like a good move. You will receive 100 crores. which you are putting some bit back into that business as a minority partner. Now, would it be fair to assume that over time we would basically look at de-emphasizing certain B2B businesses that we are on the industrial side and try monetizing some of those businesses which might not be giving us return on capital of 25%? Can we
we can definitely say that wherever the return on capital employed is not less than 25% and we do not see future, then we definitely have no fondness to continue in the business. Having said that, now consumer composite cylinder, today it is giving negative return, but we will stay in the business because we are very confident the return will come back in a very robust manner. In industrial component, wherever retail unit is still not performing, we have no fondness to continue in that unit.
Very, very fair. So now, if I also look at our overall capex number, we have increased capex marginally. So clearly, we are seeing the demand come through in terms of the category conversion from unorganized to organized, and the overall demand that's coming back. Now, with that and our emphasis on, capex, which is mainly towards, replacing machines, towards more energy efficient machines and having more emphasis on automation. So the big costs, which are after raw material, power and manpower, both logically would be lower. So given this, would it be fair to assume that the company's growth rate on volumes from 12% that you generally guide, can it move higher? And second, the margins, can it move higher as the operating leverage and the cost benefits start kicking in?
As we are focused to increase business of value-added item, we'll be happy if we can maintain even 12% volume growth. But our desire definitely is to have a better margin. We were unhappy in the first half, our margin went down. We are happy that this quarter we earned 15.6%. And definitely, as you said earlier, our aim is how to reach 16% operating margin, but with a different product. And with my company cylinder started, we hope that we'll be able to improve our operating margin going forward.
Sure. Thank you so much. And I will go back in the queue. Stanford, please take the next question.
We take the next question from the line of Ayush Sharma from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, is it possible to give a breakup of pipes and fittings into CPVC, PVC? Just the capacity.
Capacity of we don't have.
Yeah, you will not have. Okay. Sir, on the blended realization thing, if I see the volume have been going up, but the realization has come down marginally.
Which item?
As a blended realization.
Which one?
Blend as an overall, when I divide the overall revenue by the volume.
Overall, how can you make up? We've got a very different mix of product. If you sell more of PVC product, then PVC prices are lower than all other polymer prices. And we definitely had a growth of 24.75% in plastic pipe, principally of PVC. The value growth will definitely be lower.
Sure, sir. Sir, just a follow-up question on the DWC pipe. I missed out on the capacity that you had mentioned.
We have 20,000 ton capacity.
20,000
ton annual capacity. And as on today, hardly we are using 5% capacity. It is unutilized. We have got now BIS. We are discussing with various state government departments. And we hope that we will be able to give better number to all our investors next year.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sanjeev Hota from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats to the management for a good set of number. Most of the question has been answered. Just one question. Sir, you have mentioned about this margin expansion to happen in the next quarter. So it largely on the back of inventory gain or the realization, the price hike we have taken this quarter?
Generally, February to May are a good period for our company. There's a better demand also, so the plants are running. It's a better capacity utilization, so cost of production comes down. That is a principal reason.
Okay.
This is normal. If you recall earlier, our year used to end in the June. Because up to May, the demand used to be very robust, and we were running plants flat out. In the last 6 months, the plants were not running properly, so cost of production was high.
Okay. And sir, you have also mentioned about this raw material prices to remain in the elevated level, at least in the first half of
the calendar year.
So are we ready to take a further price hike to mitigate this thing?
Sorry?
Are we going to take further price hike to mitigate, and what the lag time that
we
take?
If the price goes up by the raw material producer, we definitely increase the price.
And sir, what the lag time that we take for this price hike?
Sorry?
What the lag time? That we have for this price passing on?
Product to product.
Okay.
Like cross laminate film, we don't increase price very quickly.
Okay.
And plastic pipe, we increase in 1 or 2 days.
Okay. And is the industry level kind of thing that everybody is going to have a price hike, or some competitive intensity kicking in and somebody will not take the price hike?
Industry will increase the price. Industry always be a customized product. And related with our customer, and we've got a formula basis on which we increase the price.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star, then one. We take the next question from the line of Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Tapariji, could you just give us a brief overview of Supreme Petrochem results? How the company has performed this quarter, and what is the roadmap? If you can just give us some idea on that.
In October-December quarter, our major production product is polystyrene, and our company had a degrowth of 13.5%, degrowth in volume.
Okay.
Principally because our competitor is selling at 4 to 5 rupees lower with no justification, and we didn't want to participate. And I think we were justified now because we were seeing complete shortage of styrene monomer. And the price of styrene monomer is shot up by around $200. And now the demand is also coming very robust in this quarter. That is polystyrene. We are very glad to inform all our partners that some type of polystyrene is shifted to styrene methyl methacrylate, a new polymer. We are the only producer of that polymer in India. And we sold this month, we are going to sell this month more than 50 ton in a month. Our capacity to produce even up to 3,000 ton per month. And as the application is getting accepted, demand is going to burden geometrically going forward. Even polystyrene also, we are seeing a better demand growth from consumer durable segment. Our special polymer compound, we are growing by 50-60% every monthly basis. So all the new application what we developed, even expanded polystyrene, we are seeing a growth of 10%, and in the housing construction, the product is very well accepted. So we are seeing all the products that we are newly making, all are showing good demand growth, and then enable us to use our plant properly in domestic market with a better added value.
Sure.
We have planned an investment of rupees 177 crores, first time in Supreme Petrochem, in the next 3 years.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Akhil Parekh from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is on the industrial segment. I see a volume growth of 17%, while the realizations have, the value has gone up by 28%. Could you please shed some light on it, like in terms of realization per kg, why specifically for industrial it has gone up?
Depend on the raw material which is used for making that product. And the industrial segment, the raw material price varies in a big way. If there are more volume growth from expensive material, the value growth will be disproportionately higher compared to volume growth.
Okay. So you're saying basically it's a higher value-added product, that's why the realizations have moved.
There is no value-added product, it's a customized product.
Okay.
You make the customer specification. It's a fixed margin business.
Okay.
I said the value has gone up in disproportionate to volume growth due to the type of material used to make the product.
Got it. Sir, and in terms of industry growth for PVC and CPVC, could you please shed some light for first 9 months?
Sorry?
Industry growth for PVC and CPVC.
Industry growth in the country was, in first 9 months, it was minus. PVC had a minus 3.3% degrowth in the country. And CPVC had a growth of 13.3% in the country.
For first 9 months.
Am I clear?
For, yes, yes, sir. Sir, in terms of margins, EBITDA margins, segment-wise, could you please tell?
Segment-wise margin, I will give you some money.
Yeah. For the quarter, the segment margins has been already given. You can write down again.
Okay.
Plastic piping division was 13.19%.
This is EBITDA margins, right?
Yeah, EBITDA margins, yeah.
Okay.
Packaging products, 21.89%.
Okay.
Industrial products, 13.56%. And consumer, it is 17.28%.
Okay. Good. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Avi Mehta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Sir, bookkeeping question. Just wanted to understand CPVC product for us. Where do we, what is our source, sir? Where do we kind of procure? CPVC.
CPVC. CPVC import from Japan, Kaneka.
Kaneka. Okay, sir.
I think Japan or USA, but Kaneka only. One supplier.
Oh, okay. Well, Japan, Kaneka basically Japan or USA.
Corporation, they were plant in USA and plant in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they supplied from both the plant.
This, oh, okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital Limited for closing comments.
Okay. Good.
Thank you so much, everyone, for attending the call. And thank you, Taparia ji, and the entire team of Supreme for being there to answer all the questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Kashyap. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.